Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome to Biloxi, Mississippi, and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for a series finale and the season series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Javik Blake alongside you on a Sunday evening. Thanks so much for joining us as part of your Sunday evening to finish out the weekend. Shuckers come into today looking to get a win and win at least 2 of 6 in the series against Pensacola. Shuckers got half those wins yesterday. They got their first of the week with a 6-2 win over Pensacola, thanks to 3 early runs. And then when Pensacola threatened in the sixth inning, the Shuckers scored 3 late runs thanks to a big time and a clutch 2 RBI single from Jackson Churio. Shuckers got another insurance run in the form of a Lamar Sparks single in the eighth inning. Cam Robinson shut the door and the Shuckers get a 6-2 win. Biloxi enters today just a game behind Montgomery for the final spot in the Southern League South Division playoffs. The Shuckers, if they win the South Division in the second half, would take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in a best-of-3 South Division Championship Series. Game 1 would be at MGM Park on the Tuesday after the regular season ends. That would be Tuesday, September 19th at MGM Park for Game 1 of a 3-game set. But a lot of baseball to play. 19 games to go. Shuckers trying to reach the playoffs for the first time since 2019. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview brought to you by the Mississippi Army National Guard. We sit down with Ernesto Martinez, one of the hottest hitters in AA. We talk with him a bit about what's contributed to his big-time hot start here in AA, and also a bit about how in the world did he learn to do the splits that we've seen so often at first base. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network before first pitch at 5:05.
Follow the Biloxi.
The National Weather Service in New Orleans has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Harrison County in southern Mississippi, east central Hancock County in southern Mississippi, until 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 4:52 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Gulfport to near Diamondhead, moving south at 5 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Gulfport, Long Beach, Bay St. Louis, Waveland, Diamondhead, Lyman, Kiln, Shoreline Park, and Gulfport Airport. This includes Interstate 10 in Mississippi between mile markers 14 and 38. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Mississippi, Hancock and Harrison.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Ernesto Martinez, who has been red hot since joining the Shuckers. Ernesto, thanks much for joining us.
Man, thanks. Thanks to you, man. Here's, the second interview we do?
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been great to be here.
Well, and since we first talked, your second day with the Shuckers, you seem to be getting on base just about every single night. How fun has it been to be out to such a hot start in Double-A?
It's been fun. You know, like I always say that baseball is fun when, you know what you're doing at the play, you know, when you control strike zone. So it's been great. It's been, you know, everything's been, it's going as planned, you know.
What's been the key to success of continuing what was a hot final month in High A up to a real good first couple of weeks in Double-A?
I think the most important thing has been being able to, you know, adjust with the pitches and adjust with, with the game. You know, in High is a little bit more, you know, slower and a little bit more, you know, the umpires are not as aggressive here, and then, you know, pitchers are not as, so the adjustment has been key. And then when you settle everything down, you calm down and, you know, you control the game because, you know, It's supposed to be that way, you know, when everything's under control.
How long did it take you to adjust to the level of play here in Double A?
I mean, the first couple of days I was surprised that I wasn't getting called some strikes. But, you know, after like 4 or 5 games, I was already, okay, like let's calm down. You're already, you know, higher level, you know, strike zone is shrinking. So that's all the adjustment I had to make, yeah.
What's it also been like in this clubhouse? You and Jackson Churio taking a nice little video of you prior to this starting up. How fun has it been to be around these guys in Biloxi?
Oh, it's fun. It's fun because, you know, this is a winning team. These guys are great. So, you know, in winning teams, guys like to, you know, when you always see in winning teams, guys are enjoying themselves, you know, laughing, going around. And it's been great winning with the guys, you know, this amazing team.
One of the big things, too, is this is a Shuckers team, and you've been thrown into it in the middle of a playoff race. 19 games to go, trying to get to the playoff for the first time since 2019. How much fun is that for you to be a part of a team that's fighting down to the wire for a playoff spot?
It's great. You know, we're going out there and competing every night. Everybody's got the same fire in the veins. So it's nice. You know, I've never been in a playoffs before. So I think this is going to be a nice experience, you know, if we make it. Hopefully we do. These guys are, you know, these guys are a good team. So it's been great just to be having experienced this.
How much confidence does it give you to not only get that experience, but to be playing really well and being an everyday regular in the Shuckers lineup?
Oh, it's giving me a lot of confidence. Mikey, somebody that works with you, because, you know, he always says the result of what you see is what you already worked on. So that's where all the confidence comes from. And then, you know, it's nice.
One of the big things as well, and this is something that Timber Rattlers broadcaster Chris Mehring told me when you came up, he's like, hey, watch out for Ernesto. He's going to do the splits the first time and your jaw's going to hit the floor. Where did you learn to do it?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I was at a Taekwondo class and they just told me, hey, put your 2 feet on these two plastics. Just like, all right. And then when I just stepped on, my legs just, yeah, I split in half. So that's how I kind of like how I learned it.
What got you into Taekwondo?
I don't know. I was in a class and somebody was just recruiting. I was like, I want to learn because, you know, at the time I wanted to know how to fight. And then I just got into it for like a couple months and my dad took me out.
How much did the Taekwondo, outside of being able to do the splits at first base, help you with your baseball career?
I think the elasticity, you know. I think that was it because, you know, I don't think you got a lot of from Taekwondo that you can put in baseball, but I mean, and then the elasticity, you know, to play defense and stuff like that, I think it's helped me a lot.
When you talk about doing the splits at first base, how much does that help you as a first baseman? Because that all of a sudden increases your range of motion around the bag by a ton.
So usually when guys make bad throws, you don't try to split. It's usually when the runner's getting there. It don't matter if it's a straightforward throw. You gotta do it so you can steal a couple feet or like a meter, how we say in Cuba, from him. So, yeah, I do the splits mostly to get the safe on a close play. Yeah.
Well, it's been a blast having you here in Double A the last couple of weeks. What's been your favorite part about joining the Shuckers here in Biloxi?
Oh, that's a good one. The food is one.
What about the food?
The food is nice. These guys have a menu for the week. This is nice. I like being with my friends, my old friends, Valerio, you know, Freddy. I like to be with Mikey. Mikey, it's one of Tati's assistant coach in the DR, and he's worked with me since I got here. He's been helping me. I feel like this family here, you know. I've been with these guys for a while, Warren, with Clark, you know, since 2021, so it's great.
What's been your favorite thing that you've had since you've been in Biloxi?
Favorite thing?
Favorite food?
Tacos.
Okay.
Yeah, the tacos food that they put in there. They put a thing twice a week. Great. It's the best thing.
Well, Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us. Congrats again on what's been a real fun start. This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. A big time thank you to Ernesto Martinez for joining us. As today's pregame interview, we're getting closer and closer to first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, AA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup, but before we do so, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside MGM Park. Javik Blake alongside you as we wrap up the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting sent for first pitch between Pensacola and Biloxi here in a series finale. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Carlos Rodriguez, 7-5 with a 2.73 ERA on the year. Rodriguez, who enters today as the 7th-ranked prospect in the Brewers system, makes his 23rd start of the year, 105 and a third innings pitch, 49 walks, 133 strikeouts with opponents, hitting 179 against him. On the other side of things, it's the lefty Luis Palacios that goes for Pensacola, 8-6 with a 4.75 ERA. He makes his 17th appearance of the year and his 16th start. 89 innings pitch with 22 walks and 68 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 286 against him. Home plate umpire and this umpiring crew of Kale Stutz, Stephen Hodgins, and Caleb Martin are right now meeting just behind home plate with Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero and Blue Wahoos manager Kevin Randall. The cover is off the tarp down the left field line. Shuckers grounds crew charges down. They might be pulling this tarp out as we head past the 5 o'clock hour. Some dark skies are to the north of the ballpark. You look south out towards the Mississippi Sound and everything looks nice and beautiful. Now home plate umpire Kyle Stutz gets together with Trey Bowman, Shuckers head groundskeeper, and Hunter Reed, Shuckers general manager. This may be a situation where the game gets delayed by a couple minutes just to make sure the threat of rain passes, because the last thing you want is Carlos Rodriguez to start this game, throw an inning, maybe even two, and then have the rain come down and force the start to end early for Rodriguez. Same thing with Palacios. That's probably what Mike Guerrero and Kevin Randall were both discussing about with this umpiring crew. No rain has come down yet. In fact, it's only rained once over the past month and a half during a Biloxi Shuckers home game. That was in the 9th inning against the Birmingham Barons, where the game was delayed and ultimately called early due to rain with two outs in the top of the 9th inning. It was a 14-1. Shuckers win. The last time the Shuckers had an in-game rain delay at MGM Park, it was either, that means during the game itself, it was against Rocket City back on July 16th. And the umpiring crew has made the decision that we'll go ahead with first pitch. We'll take a break when we come back. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill. Rain seems to be moving away. We'll get ready for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor.
visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornton. He dives. Got it.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss. He's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Sunday and welcome to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's almost time for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers, double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, double-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Shuckers enter today at 61-58 on the season, 27-23 in the second half. Pensacola enters at 67-51 on the year, 26-24. In the second half. Shuckers righty Carlos Rodriguez gets set to start this one off. He's 7-5 with a 2.73 ERA on the year. The number 7 ranked prospect in the system makes his 23rd start, 105 and a third innings with 49 walks, 133 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 179 against him. That 179 mark, best out of any pitcher in Double A. Dark skies are overhead, but if you look on the radar to the north of the ballpark is where storms usually come from, is clear. To the south of the ballpark is clear. To the east and to the west, there is rain. It's almost like a little bubble over Biloxi, Mississippi as we get set for first pitch on a 94-degree day. Partly cloudy. And the wind right now, silent the first time in quite some time. For a Shuckers game here at MGM Park. Wes Cork throws down the final warm-up pitch from Rodriguez, and we're about set to go. Victor Mesa Jr. leads things off for Pensacola. Jacob Berry bats second. Will Banfield's in the three spot, and Paul McIntosh bats fourth. Behind McIntosh, it's Bennett Hostetler, Cody Morissette, Dalby Rosario, Tanner Allen, and Josh Zamora. Just past 5:05 Central Time. Rain away for now. Rodriguez set to go. Delivers home to Victor Mesa Jr. First pitch, court foul. Third base side out of play. And we're off and running. First pitch time today at 5:08 p.m. Central Time. Again, 94 degrees and partly cloudy. It's cooled down about 10 degrees in Biloxi. The one pitch. Mesa Jr. waves and misses. Fastball at 93. And the count goes 2-2. Rodriguez stands in at 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Comes to the Brewers by way of Florida Southwestern State College, a Miami Christian high school in Florida. He's up, no balls and two strikes, and the lefty Victor Mesa Jr., 241 hitter this year. The 0-2 pitch. Mesa Jr. lifts it foul, third base side, tails out of play. Count stays at 0-2. You can hear some thunder rumbling around. But with wood bats and no rain overhead, still good to play baseball. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Rodriguez delivers. Mesa Jr. lifts it on the third base side of the infield. Murray charges over into foul territory. Just out of play. Came up a little bit short to the wall. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Mesa Jr. is a 310 OBP this year. Leadoff man in this Blue Wahoos lineup that yesterday was held to just two runs on eight hits by the Shuckers staff. The 0-2 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez is a five-pitch guy, fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and a cutter. The difference between his fastest pitch, which is the fastball, and the slowest pitch, which is the curveball, about 15 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch, curveball, chopped on the ground, first base side and through. Got between Martinez and Valerio. Mason Jr. leads it off with a single. Reaches base for his seventh straight game. Time to take a look at the Shuckers starting defense. Ernesto Martinez is at first. Felix Valerio's at second. Freddie Zamora's at short. Ethan Murray commands third. Wes Clark's behind the plate. Outfield from right to left. Carlos Rodriguez, Lamar Sparks, and Isaac Collins. Jacob Berry, switch hitter, up from the left side against Rodriguez. The pitch home. Berry takes low and inside. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Berry takes low and inside. A fastball at 92, and the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez started the opener in this series, allowed four runs on six hits in five innings. Check back to first, caught Mesa Jr. leaning. But Stephen Hodkin says he's back in time. Martinez flips it back to Rodriguez. Do we know the count to Berry? Man on first with nobody out. Now the pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Change up at 84, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez threw 91 pitches in his last start. That was the most he had thrown in a start since he threw 91 pitches in six shutout innings against Chattanooga back in June. The 2-1 pitch, Berry waves and misses. Way ahead of an 84-mile-an-hour changeup, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez comes set, first base side of the rubber. Now time's called, quickly by Berry, who steps out of the box. Shuckers have the shift on with the lefty up. Shortstop Freddie Zamora just about up the middle. Ethan Murray, the third baseman, about where Zamora would normally play at short. Rodriguez delivers. Berry swings and pops it foul. Had a play behind home plate. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Check back to first. Mesa Jr. back in time. Martinez has to pick it out of the dirt. It's his final pickoff move. Next one he has to get Mesa Jr. unless Mesa Jr. can get a free pass to second. The 2-2 pitch. Berry takes away and the count goes full. Rodriguez fires, Mesa Jr. goes, and the balls hit foul, first base side, down towards the Shuckers bullpen. Count at three balls and two strikes. Still a full count to Berries, where it's quite the at-bat here in his first plate appearance of the day. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out, and the rain starts to come down. The pitch home. Mason Jr. goes. It's lined foul, first base side, and we'll do it again. The Shuckers dugout retreats off this top step and back towards the seats. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Top of the first inning. Started this game just 7 minutes ago, and already the rain is starting to come down. The 3-2 pitch, Mesa Jr. goes, Berry gulps it down the right field line, and it's foul into the seats. And the rain really starts to come down. Lightning overhead, and the players get called off the field. We're in a rain delay here at MGM Park. Three balls and two strikes, the count to Jacob Berry here in the top of the first inning. Make sure to stay tuned to the Biloxi Shuckers social media channels for the latest updates regarding this game. We've entered a rain delay in the first inning, just underway. All of 8 minutes before the rain comes down here in Biloxi. We'll keep you updated with how things progress on this rain delay. But for now, let's send you back to your regularly scheduled programming here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport.
Thanks for cruising along with us. We're cruising WGCM.
Turn, 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 and then out upon the roof. On the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof. Now when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. I get away from the hustling crowds and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
More Boss Tunes to cruise by on Cruise and WGCM.
virgins. At first just go sleep, turn the wider shade of fair.
Music to cruise by. Cruisin' WGCM.